Zilt Halakha, which finds an occurrence in the sixth parasha, and that is the Halakha of timely wages of paying a worker on time, something which not people are unfortunately not that familiar with. Take a moment to go through some of the simple basics of this Halakha. The Halakha, the few psukim in the Torah, the sixth parasha, the pasuk like Salim Pula Asachir Itchad Biker, do not leave over the wages of a worker until the morning. There's another pasuk later on, the Varim, that you can't leave a worker's pay on past the rest of the day. Two different psukim. Of a lav, a negative, an isra lav, one cannot leave one's workers unpaid beyond the end of the day. Aside from that, there's a positive, it's an essay, the aim is to inskarai, pay your worker on time. So we have every worker, a person hires a worker for any job, you have a mitzvah essay and a mitzvah leisrei to make sure he is paid on time. We'll find in a minute what that is. Beyond that, there's also an isra derabbanan, which says, don't put the space on pasuk and navi, which says, don't tell somebody, leich v'shoiv, telling a guy, come back later, that in itself is an additional isra derabbanan, which applies in other cases as well. What exactly is usher? So there's two psukim. One says you have to pay by shkia, make sure it doesn't go till the night. And one says don't wait over till the morning. So Chazal understand this means as follows. Whenever the point of termination of the contract is, if you hire somebody, you have a job for you. There's two ways to do this. You can hire somebody to do a specific job. You go to somebody to give you a haircut, you hire him to give you a haircut. So it takes a few minutes. Whenever he's done, that could be either by day or by night. Or the termination of the employment can be if you hire him for a time period. You hire him for a day, for a week, for a month. Depending when it ends, it can end either at that time frame, can end either by day or by night. If it ends during any point of the day, you have until shkia to pay him in full. If it ends at any point during the night, you have until the morning. So if someone ends 5 minutes after, you know, after say, someone ends after shkia, but really, a little beyond that, if somebody ends by nightfall, you won't have an entire night to pay him. So if he ended his employment 5 minutes before Leis HaShachar, doing the job the whole night, and he finishes right before Leis HaShachar, you would have to pay him immediately, you only have 5 minutes to pay him. Likewise by day, depending on how much, what time of day he finishes, you may have a greater or smaller amount, but the bottom line is, if it hits shkia and you haven't paid him, you're in violation of an isha d'iraisa, both on a mitzvah essay and a mitzvah leis essay. Now, you can technically, if you know you're not going to be able to be there to pay him, you could go ahead, you could beat the system sort of, and go ahead and pay him early. And tell him, here's the money, you'll have it later on. Now, on that case, you want to tell him to get the mitzvah because you're not paying him on time, you're paying him before it's due. During that case, you will lose the mitzvah essay likely in most scenarios. You're not paying him on time, you're paying him early before it's due. But then again, you avoid the leis essay. It's far better, though, to avoid the essay and the leis essay and to be in violation of both. So if you have a choice, go ahead and better do that. Now, let's say somebody missed the deadline, he's over the issue. Now it's ready, you know, 2-3 weeks later, he hasn't paid his work yet. He figures, no, it's ready 2-3 weeks late, what's the big deal? I'll send him a note to tell him, you know what, in a couple days, I'm coming over to your house in a week or two. I'll drop it off then. Anyways, you're not on time. At that point, it's too late for the Isidir Aisha. However, there still is a Derabbanan, which is an act of Derabbanan to keep on telling him, pushing him off. It's an act of Derabbanan, one that's constantly over as he goes further. Now, if someone has money to pay part of the salary, not the entire salary, he pays part of it, he will save himself a part of the Isidir. However, the Chavetz Chaim paskins that every single pruta is subject to this Isidir. That means you pay somebody 95% of the salary, and you leave over a couple dollars, you're an over Isidir Aisha on those few prutas alone. And that little bit of money left over, there will be Isidir Aisha as well. Obviously, you pay what you could to knock off the Isser for the most part of it. If you can, you may as well solve what you can. But if you had a little bit left, you have to go ahead and pay that as well. It's not enough to merely pay the majority of the contract. Now, if you go to a worker and you tell him, look, I'm hiring you for a job. I'm not going to be there when you're done. I'm not going to have the money when you're done. I'll pay you at the end of the week. Or I'll pay you at the end of the month. In that case, it'll be mutter because he agreed to such terms. Or if there's an understanding in the market that people who get paid generally at the end of the month, ever get paid at the end of the month. It's unwritten, but it's understood everyone gets paid in a certain manner. It's as if he agreed upon it, and therefore, even if somebody ends, like you pay, the office of daycare, babysitter, you pay at the end of the week, end of the month, if you don't come last the last few days of the month, you may have finished the job earlier than that period, but since it's understood, you don't pay till later, it's as if it's agreed upon between both parties. In that case, there'll be no mitzvah or isser either way, because the time was pushed off past the end. Now, one thing worth pointing out, the Chavetz Chaim paskins is that the isser, the questionable if the isser goes on Tzpacha Shel Pruta. If you owe somebody for his work less than Shel Pruta, it's a Safek Deraisa, even though it's less than Shel Pruta, so we're talking about less than 5 cents. Even on that, it could be Isser Deraisa. But one thing that's very interesting, Chavetz Chaim paskins is that on the child, if you hire a child, there's a full-fledged Isser Deraisa even in that case. So case in point would be, someone standing around, he needs a hand, he sees a kid walking around. Your own child could be a little different because there you're asking you really to fulfill what he's supposed to be doing anyways. So you see someone else's kid lying around, you're cleaning up in school, you need someone to help you out. You tell the kid, look, do me a favor, help me out for 5 minutes, I'll give you a candy. Right? And then he helps you out, and 5 minutes later, you reach into your pocket, you realize you have no candy, you left your candy at home. Right? In that scenario, says the Chavetz Chaim, there's an Isser Deraisa. If you don't pay the kid before it's steal, you're even an Isser Deraisa. I know how that rank against other things you may have on your schedule, but we'll have to go home and get that, or find some way to do it before steal, before life. Even in that case, there's a value Isser Deraisa. Just to add something, besides the halakha point, the Chavetz Chaim quotes a Zohar that says, when somebody works for somebody, for an employer, and the employer does not pay him on time, at the end of that night, at the end of that day, when the person goes to sleep at night, every single breath that the employee took the entire day gathers together. It all comes together into one big entity, so to speak. And the entity was not paid, the person was not paid. So all the breath he took while he was in your employ the entire day comes together, and that entity goes up to Shemayim. and stand before Kosh Baruch Hu and says, I was created this day working for so-and-so, and I was not paid for it. I'm an unaccounted for entity, I was not paid for it. And Zayar says that that entity will block any bracha, and even if Hashem was geyser, the person, employer, should have a much longer life, will block any bracha from getting through to the employer until he satisfies his chesed. That's something to think about.